There's one reason that he knows my name. It's because he's wanting to give it to me. He didn't call. Bruce Owens to have salvation that night. He called that nameless part that I had in me. But he took his name and he wrote it in there. And just like we've heard people say before, he put his name on it for ownership is what he done.
Amen.
Bible teaches us that he purchased it with a price. And we're not our own.
Amen.
We're his. So really, when it comes down to it, if I choose my say-so over his say-so, I ain't got really the right to do that. But we appreciate being here this morning. We're going to read in Acts chapter 14. Just probably a verse or two. And it's been something, I guess, I've thought about for just a little bit. Don't feel like it will. Well, we ain't, don't really concern ourselves with time anyway, but we don't think we... I ain't never figured out how to put add-ons and things like that to make it last no longer, and it wouldn't do you no good if I did. So, so let's see what we... We're going to start at verse 18, and we just read a few verses there in it. It's very familiar about it, but... It says, let's scoot up to 17. We'll start there and come down. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And when these sayings, and with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, and they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas and Derbe. Now we just want to read that part.
Bless the Lord.
I know people, somebody is sitting there. If you ain't sitting there thinking it now, you have. Because I've thought it. There have been times when we've been in places in our life where we think, I quit.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
We've thought it. I quit. Throw in the towel, tap out, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I quit.
Bless him, Lord.
Paul preaching the gospel to a city here. And the only thing it did is just make them mad. And him trying with all the love that he's got in his heart to give them Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, that's all the church tries to do, is just give you Jesus.
Yeah.
They stoned him, thought he was dead, dragged him outside the city as the disciples standing there looking over him, working his way up from the ground, probably on his knees at first, stood up on his knees, worked his way up, dusted himself off, and you know where he went? He went right back into her.
Amen.
He didn't say, I quit. This is what I've thought. You have not got a great enough reason to quit on the Lord.
Amen.
Paul was stoned. Have you ever been? You ever been just dragged out somewhere and left for dead? By somebody that you're trying to show love to. Trying to tell them about Jesus, but then get back up and say, I think I'll go tell them again. I'm sure just probably moments in his mind was like, I've had it. I quit. But Paul, you don't have a great enough reason to quit. Why? Because he never quit on me. Three Hebrew children facing the fiery furnace. We think we've had it hard sometimes, but this ain't nothing compared to what they had to face. And I'm sure there's some people around about them at that moment in time when they should have been kneeling down was trying to talk them into it. Look, just this one time. Just this one time, just quit. My reason to quitting ain't great enough for what God's done for me. And I'll tell you this, God has nothing to do with your quitting. And I might have said this one time, or I know I have in the men's class. If you really want to know what kind of car some of them I drove, you can get with my daddy, and God takes care of me. Had this old car, heading home. It's already giving problems, and I shouldn't even started out start with. Made it having to go up this little hill through this little road. And I start telling, Lord, if you just let me make it right up there to the top where there's an opening there. If I get there, I can be out of everybody's way. It'll be safer. It'll be better. And I had that gas Daniel just mashed to the floor. And that thing just a screaming and a whining. And I was going about 3 miles an hour.
Yeah, bless
him,
Lord.
Going on up that hill and it's still a distance off. Now, I don't know how anybody talks to the Lord, but I told him this. I said, Lord, I said, I am not letting up. Because if I quit,
yeah,
I'll never get started again.
Yeah.
So if we ain't going to make it, Lord, it ain't going to be my fault this time. And Daniel, between me holding that all the way down till we got to the top and him letting me get there, I made it. I did not have a good enough reason to quit because they was a destination that I needed to make it to.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel like that we're all alone and nobody knows what we're going through. We feel like we all by ourselves. Well, guess what? You ain't the first in there. Oh, Elijah got over there. After done ready having a big demonstration of what the Lord can do, this is how quick that we get. We're up on the mountain, everything's good, but all of a sudden we get in the valley. I quit. I quit. He even told the Lord, just let me die, because I'm all by myself. Guess what? We don't know everything the Lord knows. The Lord told him, said, let me tell you, I got 7,000. 7,000. So guess what? You make 7,000 in one. So guess what? Your reason of quitting ain't good enough.
Amen.
Because somebody is still hanging on beside you. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. That 7,000 over probably was praying for that one that was doing all he thought he could do. And he was thinking about quitting. Your reasoning ain't great enough to quit. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. If you got a little one sitting beside you, you're close by, turn around and look at them.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
That's worth it all. These are worth it all, Daniel.
Amen.
Our reason of what we're going through is not great enough to give up on them.
Amen.
Of having an opportunity of knowing the Lord that we know. But there have been times I've sat and I thought, I quit.
Yeah.
I was just telling the Lord one time just how bad I had it. You ever done that? I've told him just how bad. Just in case you hadn't been paying attention, I'm going to tell you how bad I have it, Lord. Now, you're going to find this a little bit humorous, but this is exactly what he said to me. Boo-hoo. And I said, what do you mean? He said, let me ask you this. Have you ever wore a crown of thorns? Have you ever been beaten to a place that you couldn't even be recognized? And you still took up the cross and just kept on going? Guess what? I didn't feel so bad no more. But we'll get that place in our mind that we just think, there ain't nobody listening. There ain't nobody cares. And we'll start listening to that lie that the devil will tell you. And we'll start thinking, well, I quit. But we still ain't got a big enough reason to quit. The Lord has done so much for me. And even some of it, be honest with you, I won't even know what He done for me. But He would never and has never been the fault of somebody quitting. You might say, well, somebody at church hurt my feelings. Boo-hoo. Anybody hurt your feelings, Daniel? Jeff? Anybody? It wasn't great enough reason to quit, was it? But you thought about it. I'll not go back there. I'll go somewhere else. Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't go somewhere else until the Lord says it's okay to go somewhere else. If you do, and you still go somewhere else, you quit. If you go any direction other than what God says, that means we quit on Him. And after I look back at my life, I ain't never had no great enough reason to quit. And I know that the Lord will direct you in the ways that you need to go. I know He knows your thoughts afar off. Matter of fact, He's already got an answer before you think of that thought that you're fixing to have. And really, when we sit down and we weigh out the whole fact of the matter, we ain't got no reason to quit. Because when He went to the cross, He had a reason to quit. He was fixing to go die for a gainsaying people and even people in the future that was going to turn Him away. His own people was turning Him away. But He didn't quit. Yes, I've thought about it. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, I done it. I tell people this. I said, I quit church for 2 years one time. They say, oh, you mean you backslid? No, I quit. If you ain't coming, you quit. You saying I lose my salvation? I ain't telling you that. But you quit the church.
Yeah,
if you are not coming to church, you quit it.
Yeah.
Now, that's there's me. But there came a day when my quitting ceased to be. Because the Lord will send something another to get your attention. And He'll let you know that your reason of quitting wasn't great enough. So you might as well just come back home.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you on this part. When we first redid all this church, and we walked in here, see the choir, you sit this way, facing. And we get used to things. And we like things because some people just don't like change. And I was kind of like one of them, be honest. We come in here, see it sitting there. In my mind, I'm going to tell you, I said, I'm not going back to the choir because I just don't like it. One day, Rachel, being little, just like that one right there,
amen,
sitting right over there with me, she said, Daddy, why don't you go to the choir anymore? I didn't have good enough reason to tell her. Matter of fact, it brought shame to me. So I got up and I said, we'll go to the choir.
Amen.
I love the choir. I ain't got no grievance with the way it looks now. But I was quitting the choir. Now, we've still got some people that's quit the choir.
Yeah.
That's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
But your reasoning ain't good enough. I quit. I guarantee you, has crossed your mind. And some of us and some folks has acted upon that thought. I tell folks this. I said, the first initial thoughts of a man's mind, it just comes. Now, if we act on that thought, we can get ourselves in some trouble. But if we take time and let the Lord weigh in His doings, we'd have a whole lot better reaction than just quitting.
Amen.
I ain't asking for no hands, but you can ask yourself, have you ever said, I quit? Matter of fact, Lamar Payne has this testimony. He said he come home one day after preaching messages after message and nobody listening, moving or anything. He said he put his Bible up on the stand, told his wife. He just didn't think it. He told his wife, he said, I quit. She said, well, you might as well if ain't no more than that about you. He said, I was looking for some sympathy. He said, I didn't get none. But it made him think. I walked out of here thinking, I'll go somewhere else. But just because you're sitting there contemplating, I quit, I'm going to say this, don't. Because there's something beside you that's worth hanging on to. And if we don't give these little ones Jesus, the world's going to give them the world. So our quitting is not great enough of an excuse to quit. I appreciate being here. Like I said, we all go through things, heavy hearts, disappointments. Things don't go our way sometimes. But Jesus ain't never failed me. And He never will. So therefore, it takes away all my excuses of quitting. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate each and everyone's come out this way. Anybody got anything?